Here in Washington, the Brentwood Postal Facility has been pumped full of chlorine dioxide gas. NPR's Nita Ulaby reports that workers are verifying the building no longer is contaminated with anthrax.
You can't go inside the Brentwood facility, nor would you want to. The building is still a hot zone. Last year, two Brentwood postal workers were infected by anthrax-laced letters bound for Capitol Hill. Joseph Kerosene Jr. and Thomas Morris Jr. died, and the building was renamed in their honor. Now, hundreds of workers, from engineers to meteorologists to construction crews, are busy cleaning it up. A plastic tent and trailer city surrounds the facility, and you can hear the hum of generators down the block. The bulky two-story building looks like it's on life support. Tubes protrude from the windows and ceiling tape zigzags over the brick exterior. What used to be a loading dock now holds 6,000 gallon vats of chemicals that are being used in the fumigation process.
That happens to be sodium hypochlorite and hypochlorite. Actually, those are fancy names. That's bleach solution.
John Bridges is the Postal Service's on-scene commander. Earlier this year, he says, this site was briefly the largest chemical storage facility of its kind on the East Coast. Now, Bridges is touring visitors around the outside of the building and explaining how the decontamination works.
It's kind of like when you open a bottle of soda, the way gas comes out of the liquid. Well, that occurs inside the building. The chlorine dioxide gas comes out of the liquid, and then it is spread throughout the building through emitters.
After the empty building was completely sealed, the temperature and humidity were adjusted to precisely 75 degrees. Then gas was pumped into the building through 21 miles of plastic tubing.
We actually did it for 12 hours and 40 minutes. We then reversed the system, pulled the gas out, put it through a scrubber process that neutralized the chlorine dioxide and essentially turned it into a salt water solution.
Although the wastewater is perfectly safe, Bridges says, it will be disposed of at a U.S. military facility. Inspectors went back into the building to retrieve 8,000 test strips, which had been treated with a harmless organism similar to anthrax. If the organism died, chances are slim that any anthrax survived. Investigators also took fresh samples from the environment to make sure no spores remained.
There are samples done by wet swabs on surfaces, as well as aggressive air sampling. So intentionally stirring things up, gathering it into a HEPA vacuum, high efficiency particulate air filter vacuum, and culturing those samples.
If the strips and samples show the building is free of anthrax, then renovation can begin.
Chlorine dioxide can cause pigment shift, so apparently a lot of the furniture that was blue is now orange. We'll replace all the carpet and furniture.
The building could be made ready for postal workers as early as mid-April, but officials say it won't reopen until it's completely safe. Those involved in cleanup say Joseph Kerosene Jr. and Thomas Morris Jr. are never far from their minds. Paul Coker is monitoring a security system.
We realized that this was where someone had been killed, and it had a lot of bearing on the effort that we put into the project.
Once Brentwood receives a clean bill of health, the tent and trailer city will be moved to the infected post office in Trenton, New Jersey, to start cleanup there. The cost of fumigating both buildings should be well over $150 million. Nita Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.